Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
DinnerBellCorinth.com has the best food in Corinth, Mississippi. Awarded best salad bar, best steakhouse, best overall restaurant, and best lunch and dinner under $10. You can't beat it. For delicious food at affordable prices, order online. Visit DinnerBellCorinth.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in on this Sunday night. It is officially Egg Bowl week. One of the more bizarre lead-ups to the Egg Bowl that maybe of all time we've got ahead of us. And I'm really glad that you guys are with me, regardless of the circumstances around the discussion. I'm just glad that you guys are here to have it with me. My name is Michael Warkey. As you know, don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Just search Rebel Report in your favorite podcast app and subscribe and leave a rating and a review. And also right here on YouTube, like, subscribe, leave a comment, hit the notification bell, all of that good stuff. I would really appreciate all of that. And I really appreciate Toyota of Brookhaven. They're off of exit 40 in Brookhaven. Check them out online at toyotaofbrookhaven.com. If you are in the market for a new vehicle, don't settle for a dealership right in your backyard. It's worth the trip. Check out their online inventory at toyotaofbrookhaven.com. And hey, if you just simply tell them that I sent you $1,000 off the top on any in-stock new Toyota, $1,000 off on me, any in-stock new Toyota at Toyota of Brookhaven, they will deliver for you. All right, so it's been a couple of days now since the now infamous statement released by Keith Carter about Lane Kiffin and their meeting, and the money line was the end. Now, I do agree, though, with the line of thinking that when it comes to a statement like that, knowing that the fan base is kind of on edge about everything involving that, that every word, if it's not placed with intent, it's a mistake, because you know everybody's going to read into every word. And so that money line being a decision is expected to be announced on Saturday, expected to be and will be are two different things. But it's been a couple of days. I mean, the story, quote unquote, broke when we were live on the radio on Friday. So we did basically 3 hours of reacting to that live on Friday. And by now, each and every one of you have reacted to it yourself, have talked about it, have listened to commentary about it. So I don't know if that is the best avenue here. It's more, I think I'm just going to give you some thoughts on what it means or what happens from there. I'm going to try to avoid being repetitive. It's just a repetitive conversation because everything that continues to happen in the saga of LSU and Florida's courtship of Lane Kiffin, it kind of falls back into the same talking points that I have had with you. Not much has changed from that perspective or really from my perspective or what I think about what is going on with this situation and how it's being handled. And I want to avoid being repetitive, but I do have some thoughts about the statement, what it means, what this week will mean. It's going to be bizarre. I mean, you've got mandatory press opportunities upcoming this week. I assume there's going to be some national people without the fear of just national people that are willing to really poke and prod. I assume they will be in Oxford this week, and they will be there to ask Lane Kiffin questions about his future, despite what I assume will be every single attempt to not talk about it. He's going to get asked about it. I mean, if history is any precedent, answers are not going to be satisfactory in return, but that will happen, and it does take away from the game, but more on that in a second. So I see your comments. A lot of you are already here wondering, you know, what I think about the statement. I agree with the line of thinking that no statement would have been better than this one, personally. I think it just created more of a negative energy around an already pretty negative situation. I don't quite know what we'll get to more of that in a second, but I believe that every outcome is on the table, or every reason for releasing a statement like that, delaying until the day after the Egg Bowl at a minimum, or at least according to plan. Now, as you guys know, things leak, things can change rather quickly in such a frankly ridiculous situation that this one has become. And so that could change things, but the current plan is to wait until Saturday after the game. And so what is the reason? Why are they waiting this long? To me, every outcome or every reason is on the table besides one. And the only thing that I think is completely and totally off the table when it comes to a reason for why things have gone down like this and why the statement was released and why they're waiting, the only one is he knows for sure that he is staying at Ole Miss. That is the only outcome or the only reason that does not make sense anymore, that I do not buy and that you should not buy either. Maybe that ultimately becomes the final decision. Maybe that is ultimately what he decides to do. But if he knew what he was going to do, this would be over already. And I do not, I've said this before, I'll say it again, I do not want to hear about policy. The policy thing that, what are you talking about? He says he doesn't talk about other jobs during the season. Well, on multiple levels, that is false. He talked about his future with Keith Carter and Glenn Boyce a lot of times, but talked about it on Friday. And that line, the policy where don't talk about other jobs until whatever, I'm not going to, goes out the window when you very publicly fly your family to multiple other SEC schools within hours after one of the biggest wins in the history of your program to get yourself to 10 and put you on the cusp of making the playoff. When you are very clearly engaged with other jobs, and whether it's your fault or not, that those discussions, those conversations have been leaked 100 times over. You lose the privilege of the benefit of the doubt when all of those things happen. And on top of it all, I don't know if you're quote-unquote losing the locker room, but as we've discussed many times, players are fed up. At least a number of them are fed up. Your fan base is most certainly fed up with all of this. There is now no benefit, none, zero, zero benefit to dragging this out any further if you knew for sure that you were remaining at Ole Miss. If you knew for sure that you were going to see 2026, none of this, not one bit of it, makes any sense. There is no, maybe he's dragging this out to prove a point. No, that would be ridiculous. You have crossed the threshold into just Lane being Lane into this has become a destructive situation that you yourself have created. So if you knew you were staying, there would not have been a weekend filled with leaks about LSU's new offer and Florida's new offer and the doubt that you have created above the heads of your team, who, again, I mean, as of 2 days ago anyway, maybe something has changed by 9:07. On this Sunday night, your team that has leadership that is fed up, again, fans, all that, the cloud is hanging over this situation so much that if you knew you were sticking around, you would end it. This has gone far past the point of, well, what if he's doing this just to make it harder on Florida and LSU? That doesn't make any sense anyway, but it especially does not now when you're doing more harm to your institution and your image than good at this point. As you saw reporting over the weekend, LSU and Florida both made rather massive offers to him. And what is not being discussed enough, at least in my opinion, and maybe I'm too close to it to really be able to understand why, but Ole Miss's offers to him as well are right there. If LSU's offering something, Ole Miss is offering it too. So I know it was reported that he'd make $14 million a year, $700,000 a year more than Kirby Smart at Georgia. Ole Miss financially is in the same boat with LSU and Florida when it comes to what they're offering Lane Kiffin. They are. They absolutely are. And so when you have a weekend filled with that news cycle and what is being offered, and LSU's board approved this offer, and Florida sent a traveling party to Oxford to offer him this, Ole Miss is right there too. And I think that regardless of what happens here, that should tell you a lot about how aligned and financially ready your institution is to compete in that way anyway. But this could also tell you, this could tell you that he truly has not decided yet. There's a line of thinking that he really is torn and still doesn't know yet what he's going to do. And that is leading to the mishandling of all of this, is that he's truly torn and can't handle it or doesn't know how to handle it. That does make sense to me when you're fielding multiple offers, when you're kind of acting the way he's acting and unable to handle this. That does strike me as somebody, his actions do strike me as somebody that isn't quite sure what to do and doesn't know how to handle it. But if you have not decided yet, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, you're free to disagree. If you have not decided by this point what the right thing to do for your football team, forget everything else around it, for your football team that you've been coaching, for your program that you've been building for 6 years, if you can sit here this weekend and still be unsure about what the right thing is to do, then just go. Then if you can't decide, then you've decided. Because, I mean, frankly, I truly cannot wrap my mind around being in this position and still being unsure about what the right thing to do is. I really can't. It makes no sense to me in trying to make sense of things that Lane Kiffin does. Is probably a fool's errand. But I can't wrap my mind around working your entire professional life to get yourself into a position that Ole Miss is currently in and looking around and thinking, I need to consider leaving this right now, or I need to spend my week engaging with other jobs, or I need to spend my week publicly. Again, that I know that in coaching searches, stuff happens, but it happens in secret. And everybody involved in that deal knows how to cover something like that up and knows that when they don't go to that effort, it's going to get out. So I still blame him for that, even though that might be more common than you would think, families visiting places or whatever, allowing it to get out is exclusively your fault. That happens in the shadows all the time, and yours did not. So that is still your fault. But you've finally gotten yourself to the place where you have a 10-1 football team. You should be a double-digit favorite. You're not, because the circus you've created, now it's a touchdown line. It would not be if things were just normal with Ole Miss right now. I firmly believe that. But you've gotten yourself into this position. Again, especially in the 12-team playoff era, which is, this is only year two, you're here. And in my opinion, you owe it to your team. Forget everything else around it, even though that's the most important thing. But you owe it to your team to see this through the right way. You owe it to your team to make sure that there is absolutely nothing that can get in their way from what they've achieved to this point and what they can achieve with just normal routine focus. And instead of looking at the situation that you've created to your credit, instead of doing that and realizing, look, I may want to go somewhere else right now. If you're engaging the way he's engaging to this point, it's pretty clear to me that there's a desire to go somewhere else. But it'd be different if he was not at Ole Miss, an SEC school that is providing him an abundance of resources that surprises people when they hear how much money Ole Miss is sinking into football. It'd be different if he was at Troy. He's not at Troy. He's at an SEC school that is giving him, from a salary perspective, whatever he wants, that is giving his staff, from a salary perspective and numbers, whatever they want, that is paying players in ways, whatever they want. It is an all-in financially take everything from us and just go win situation. And so it'd be different if he was truly lacking where he is, but he's not lacking. And he has gotten his team to this point. And if you can look at this and build and build and build, and you're still not sure what the right thing to do in this moment is, then you need to go ahead and depart. That is just my opinion that he may not do that. I am on record, and I will say it again, that the best thing for Ole Miss is for him to remain the coach at Ole Miss. That is easily the best thing to happen to Ole Miss, is for him to remain, in my opinion also. But if you can look at your team and create this, then you should probably go ahead and move on. Because the right thing to do, like I said a second ago, but I think it bears repeating, the right thing to do, the principled thing to do, is to do everything in your power to make sure that there is nothing that distracts your team or gets in their way from achieving a goal that they never have before, that you never have before. And he's not done that. And that's the worst part about all of this to me, is he has chosen to allow other things to impact this football team that is in the, that is on the precipice of history. And I cannot wrap my mind around allowing that to get in this team's way, knowing the work that has gone in to building Ole Miss to this very moment. And he's chosen to allow it to become a circus. I can't fathom doing that. And he has chosen to do that. So what does this week look like? I mean, probably a circus. I don't know. I mean, maybe this going dark on social media, somebody's finally gotten to him and essentially told him to shut up, for lack of a better phrase, because the online behavior has been a joke and kind of embarrassing, to be honest, and childish. And then, you know, you go back to post-game Florida in the comments about the Citadel game, did it twice. And then you look around college football this weekend, Alabama, empty seats everywhere at Alabama, everywhere, empty seats all over Georgia. It's almost like stadiums don't get completely full for late in the season FCS games, but he took shots at you and acted like it was an exclusively you problem, and it's not. And so all of this going on, maybe somebody finally got to him. Maybe he and Jimmy Sexton or whoever their like media training person is going to have a lot of work this week to help him control the messaging better than he did last week. I don't know. But I do know that it already has become a circus. And the game day coverage was interesting this weekend. They talked about Ole Miss on College Game Day, of course, only related to Lane Kiffin. I thought there was a lot of good commentary on there. I also thought it was very interesting that the one person that defended him the most was also a Jimmy Sexton client. Part of me wondered if talking points weren't fed to that desk that day. It is not, despite what Nick Saban said, an issue with the calendar. That is part of this story. That is absolutely part of this story. But this is exclusively a Lane Kiffin issue. The calendar stinks. But this is not a calendar issue. This is a Lane Kiffin issue. And that's the same guy that Nick Saban sent packing before a championship game because he was too distracted by another job. So that really kind of, I don't want to say rehearsed, but that felt like that was coming from somewhere. Damage control almost being done by Jimmy Sexton's most famous client. Maybe that's nothing. Maybe I'm putting on a tinfoil hat with that. But it was largely positive from Ole Miss, and the discourse has really been very against the way Lane Kiffin has handled this. It's not a calendar issue. It is a you are allowing outside things to infiltrate a 10-1 football team ranked number 6 in the country. That is a you problem. That is not a calendar problem. And as we've said before, and I'll say it one more time and probably more times as well, The losers in all of this, of course, are the players, are the fans, and is Ole Miss is the loser in this. Because, again, this past week should have been exclusively about the team. And Ole Miss should have been able to, and Lane Kiffin in particular, should have spent this week hyping the hell out of his entire team, with the exception of one weird scripted fake interview with McAfee where, hey, Kiwan, get over here and distract away from the question for a second. This week should have spent, instead of doing whatever the hell you were doing on social media, promoting your team and your players. And, I mean, time in press conferences, lobbying the College Football Playoff Committee to really think about why Texas Tech is ranked ahead of them. And defend your team. Go to bat for your program and defend it and praise the support and do all of the things that Dan Lanning does. You may not like Dan Lanning's style, but Dan Lanning goes to bat for his program all the time and his players all the time. And you didn't get that last week. And maybe you'll get it tomorrow. I don't know. But you have not gotten it yet. And now you've got a situation where you've got what I would expect to be a record number of your fans going to the Egg Bowl. So I think it's going to be wild how many Ole Miss fans attend the Egg Bowl. I don't know if state people are quite ready for the number of Ole Miss fans that are going to be there, to be honest with you. Instead of any of that being the discussion nationally about your team and your program, the discussion is centered around whether or not you leaving is going to drop your team in the playoff rankings. Or look at LSU's offer. Look at Florida's offer. Will he? Won't he? It's an absolute shame that he's allowed this to become the conversation. And looks like you got at least another week of it after that statement that you got on Friday. We'll read your comments. I will have to skip a few. There's just a metric ton in here. And I'll be honest with you guys. I really don't feel like staying up late. It's been a sad weekend here in the Borky house. So I'm just kind of ready to be done. And before state fans get on message boards again, it has nothing to do with Lane Kiffin. So just don't go there, please. The podcast is brought to you in part by Advantage Business Systems. Check them out online at absms.com. Advantage Business Systems has you covered if you're a Mississippi business that needs office technology, anything from copiers and printers and mail machines to cloud storage, data security, IT projects, phone systems, whatever it is. If it's tech, if it's in the office, and your Mississippi business needs it, absms.com. That's the website. Tell them I sent you. You'll get that complimentary office technology assessment. Also, Priority One Bank, they have 16 locations here in Mississippi, so there's likely to be one near you. They make you their priority every day. It's in the name. They have an outstanding online banking platform, local loan servicing and decision-making. They will build a relationship with you no matter what you need from them, because that's what they do at Priority One Bank. All right, a little taste of the comment section. Wish Lane would leave now if he's going to leave, and Ole Miss would agree to pay any bonuses he could earn this season. I saw a comment down the road. We'll get there. Ready for the Summerall era to begin. So if they beat a 1-10 Charlotte team next week, or I guess this week, he will have, in his four seasons as a head coach, made the conference championship every year. Ball coach. Absolute ball coach. If I were Keith Carter, I would not have released a statement on Friday. I'm looking forward to finding out what the motivation was with that and what was behind that. Because I truly believe, I agree completely. I think it was Neil that made this point first. No statement, I think, would have been better than that. Truly. Link to local media. Hey, guys, we met. It was really positive, and we're just focused on the Egg Bowl. Everybody here is focused on the Egg Bowl without a statement that said that. You prefer Morris from North Texas? I think they'll shoot a little bit higher than that if it comes to that. I say let it all play out and focus on the Egg Bowl. Who knows what will happen? I mean, it is a rivalry game. It is a rivalry game. Rivalry game. Get ready for dumb fourth down calls and weird play calling. As if that would be a new thing. This press conference Monday will be interesting. Very much so. Unless, like I said before, unless going radio silent on the on Twitter is an indicator that they finally have figured out that they need to cut all the earmuffs, please forgive me, to cut the bullshit. Maybe that's what that was. I don't know who got to him, but logging off for the weekend was a good call. It was the right thing to do. I feel like if he would have put a hot yoga meme out there this morning, people would have just, it was getting close to being past the point of no return. His online behavior is that of a 16-year-old girl. It's unacceptable, but it is who he is, and he's not changing. But how soon would they announce a new coach? If he leaves, it would be within days. It would happen very, very quickly, in my opinion. Do you buy that Carter and Boyce just have their hands tied on Kiffin and that having him coach gives them the best chance to win the game? I understand that line of thinking, that it was just as simple as they think that he gives them the best chance to win and that's what matters. What if he's truly dug in on, I haven't decided yet, and you can't fire me, and if you want to make this a legal thing, then go for it. And so Ole Miss has decided, look, if he's going to dig in on this, he's not going to coach the playoff, that's different. But saying you can't finish out the regular season because you haven't decided yet, I don't know. I don't know. But what if he is truly undecided? And that's what he expressed to them is, I don't know yet what I want to do. I don't know if you can fire a coach for that or suspend a coach for that. I don't know. You would have to know what happened in the room to know why or what Carter and Boyce can do in this situation. I don't envy either one of them. I still would stand firm. You cannot coach the playoff without a commitment to Ole Miss for 2026. And I assume that's what Saturday will be one way or another. I mean, Friday very well could lead to an emotional decision. You win your 11th game, you look around, and there's 20,000 Ole Miss fans in the stands, and you kind of feel yourself a little bit, and boom, you lock in and make a decision right there. That's possible too. I don't know. I do not believe that they would. Actually, I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know what to think about the statement. I've spent all weekend trying to think about that. And you just assume he would do no press conference. They have to. Not sold at all that this Kiffin news makes it to Friday unscathed. If he commits to one of them before Friday, it will get out, guaranteed. Like, truly commits, it'll get out guaranteed. Egg Bowl history for a team with coaching drama is not good. Yeah, the players are clearly trying to rally each other. They did not like a lot of them did not like what happened last week. And they're going to try to put that aside and focus on themselves and try to go win a ball game because they know they can and all that stuff. And look, I mean, there's not only one coach on a team. There are other coaches that are getting them ready to play. And I do think, too, regardless of what a circus this has become, you do have a responsibility to your team as a player to block all the crap out and focus up and play, because Lane Kiffin is not the only reason why you've won 10 games. You have won 10 games. And also, you're a professional. So lock in and play well and go win a football game. You kind of owe it to yourself to not let Kiffin drama impact you. Some LSU fans are starting to get skeptical about him coming. Yeah, that's just kind of part of it. It's a roller coaster. I don't think that's an indicator one way or another. Why would Keith allow Kiffin to announce a decision on a separate day after the game to embarrass us? Well, here's my devil's advocate question is, what if the decision's not embarrassing to you? What if Kiffin handling it all this way? I mean, look, regardless of how you feel about the statement, which I didn't like it, Ole Miss is very clearly winning the PR side of this. Lane Kiffin looks like is almost universally being discussed negatively. And nothing's happened yet. And he is universally being discussed negatively. Ole Miss isn't at all. With the exception of random idiot burner accounts that don't understand that an ultimatum's not an ultimatum, that was reported poorly. You have like Reese Davis saying, who cares? Let him coach the playoff, which is just not a nonsense statement. That is a nonsense statement. You cannot let the head coach at LSU be in your facility for a month. You can't do it. It's just total nonsense. When you hear somebody say that, just ignore it. You cannot allow that to happen. Can't do it. Aside from little statements like that, you are 95% favorable in this deal. So, what if Ole Miss is just providing, I don't know if I should use this expression. This is kind of an insensitive expression to use, okay? Please forgive me. It's just the only one that I can think of that's apt. Sorry. Because I actually said this exact phrase on the radio show and got a couple of emails of people that didn't like it. But Ole Miss is just kind of providing the rope here. And Lane Kiffin's doing the rest. Most important Egg Bowl Ole Miss has ever played, and it's not debatable. Yep, and the conversation's not about it. He needs to take some of that money and hire a full-time PR team just for him. His life would get so much easier. Just a social media intern or something. If Lane stays at Ole Miss, there's going to be a lot of Ole Miss supporters with egg on their face after all the bad-mouthing. I disagree completely. I think almost everything, that I have seen is fair and fine to think and feel. And no, I don't think they would have egg on their face. I think he's earned the bad mouthing. Ole Miss fans have put up with a lot. They've supported a lot. And he has trolled them all along the way. And in the middle of a historic season, handling it like this, it's fine that they have had negative things to say. If he's going to treat them the way he's treated them, well, buddy, guess what? You get it back. So, no, Gary, you and I can disagree, and that's totally fine. I just disagree with you completely. I don't think there'd be egg on anybody's face. That's just me. Can't afford to fire him, and he hasn't breached the contract until he actually signs with another team. Hands are tied. If I said around 20,000 Ole Miss fans would be in Starkville, is that too high? I think that's about right on the money. I do. He blew it last year with an easily top two ride. Last year is Ole Miss's fault in his mind, though, I'd bet. Carter and Boyce had no legal choice but to let Lane coach the Egg Bowl. I tend to agree there. I don't like the statement. I don't think the decision to let him continue coaching is a problem. They're kind of, the hands are tied there. Lane to Bama. You think Alabama's going to watch all this circus and want to tie themselves to that? I don't know. Good to see you. Yes, fellow Sandlapper. Good to see you. Do you think he's hedging his bets? Lose, go to LSU, win home playoff game? I did think that. I thought that, but are you really that lacking in confidence in your ability to win a game against a bad team? Seriously? That wouldn't surprise me that's kind of his line of thinking, that if he loses, he can just blame Ole Miss and, look, I can't win here and go somewhere else. But, if the difference in staying or leaving is winning the Mississippi State game, then why the hell did you put everybody through this? Let him coach the entire year, playoff included, make him be the one that quits. Other schools aren't going to wait. But here's the problem with that, though, is, look, if you know by this weekend that he's going to coach at LSU or Florida, doesn't matter, and you let him coach the playoff, he will be in your facility on National Signing Day. He'll be in your facility on National Signing Day. He will be in your facility when all the tampering is going on. He will be in your facility every day coaching your players that you want to keep while being the coach at LSU. You cannot have that. You absolutely can't have that. The second you find out, he's got to go. Has to. Because then you are just allowing the enemy to live in your house. You know, you can't have that. We know Ole Miss is already operating a coaching search behind the scenes. Yes, they are. Really appreciate you, Jonathan. Thank you, man. Been hard here, but we're doing okay. Would have been Florida. Would have been better if Florida fired Napier last year. But I don't know if you'd be having this season right now. What's stopping LSU from leaking more stuff? We've had multiple contract offer reports already, and only a few hours after Kiffin's meeting. Yeah, exactly. I mean, maybe they just can't keep it quiet. They might want to. And you know, people are just unable to keep it quiet. I mean, there was damage control about the conversation with the governor. Now here locally, somebody that you should trust is reporting that actually that conversation happened. So all of it, I mean, it just all every step of the way it's gotten out, and there's been no effort to eliminate that at all. The quote, Lane's playing 4D chess, quote, line of thinking is so stupid, he just doesn't know what he wants to do because he wants to leave and still coach the playoff. That's why there's been no definitive word. Can they get Summerall? I think they can, but you have to kind of hurry. I do believe the reporting that there's been some preliminary discussions. I believe that. I do. It's kind of funny how embarrassing LSU and Florida were on the football field yesterday. Yeah, they were really bad. Thoughts on your top three, Summerall, Pete Golding, Eric Morris. I would aim a little higher if I were you. I would aim a little higher. Summerall would be, honestly, he'd be my number one. I think he's a rock star, and I think whoever ends up hiring him in the SEC is going to just get a ball coach that's going to win, and he's going to do it the right way. But your other two, I think you can aim a little bit higher. I would look in the Power Four first. Recruiting should be skyrocketing right now, but because of all this, it's at a standstill. Yep. Tyler Siski said it happens all the time, flying family to scout cities, but never gets out. Exactly. I mean, those things operate in the shadows. This didn't operate in the shadows. Like, if you really wanted to keep it quiet, if you had any respect for your football team or anything, or yourself at this point, after the Gainesville thing got out, you would have made sure that the Baton Rouge trip either didn't happen then or whatever. Like, there's ways to make it quiet, and they chose not to. Do they keep the GM? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I think the Egg Bowl line will continue to fall through the week, especially if this keeps up. Why do I think that got out? I really don't know. I think it was an indifference. Seems that Kiffin is going to drag this out until the season is completely over. I don't think he will have that luxury. The playoff does change things. Is Sexton making him hold out in order to get his other clients a bigger payout? I don't think so anymore, because his other clients need to kind of know what's happening. I mean, you are harming everybody else that wants these jobs that are your clients by this dragging on as far as it has. I don't think this is good for anybody involved except for Lane. I think everybody else involved is losing here except for him. And even he's losing in the public image, but obviously not financially. You need to go out and get a coach like Deion Sanders. I mean, why don't you just go run into a brick wall? what are we talking about here? Almost should have nearly every advantage in the Egg Bowl besides secondary bust, and yet this cloud is going to make things so tight. Why are people set on Summerall over Eric Morris? Morris is an offensive guru, which lets us keep Golding. Well, I think Summerall would keep Golding. I don't know that for sure, but I think he would. Has ties to Texas recruiting. Summerall would recruit just fine. Holding has good in-state recruiting connections. I think your assertion that Pete Golding would just disappear is not correct. But I mean, I think Summerall's record's more impressive. I think his background is more impressive. I think his SEC experience is more impressive. Morris is great. He's doing a great job, but I think Summerall is win and win big immediately type guy. Lane doesn't like or respect Ole Miss. He thinks he's better and always has. He simply got jammed up, didn't expect to be in this position while all these good jobs were open. I agree with this. Ole Miss will have interest from sitting Power Four head coaches. Well, considering the amount of money, I mean, they are – the three offers are like the same, both roster building and coach salary and staff salary. That people are paying attention to that. Just run Lacy a lot and you win. No need to make it complicated. Their rush defense is horrendous. It is horrendous. It is. Still feel Lane wants to be a legend in coaching. The feather in his visor would be taller winning a natty at Ole Miss versus where it's already been done, cementing him among the goats of coaching. Well, the way he's acted tells you that he doesn't see it that way. Jimmy Sexton is loving all these mind games and riling up all of our team's boosters. See, I actually wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't like how this has gone. And that's probably why you've seen some radio silence. That would be my guess. I don't know for sure. It's all about Lane this week. If we let it be, yeah, I understand where you're coming from, but he can end it all with the stroke of the pen. How much do you think that an Egg Bowl loss would torpedo the perception of the Lane Kiffin era at Ole Miss? I mean, very few people. If they lose the Egg Bowl and he leaves, I mean, I don't even know how many people would look fondly back on it. Some would, because there are always fans that love things no matter what. But I do think that it would be so clouded. You're hearing on coaches they've been talking to. Well, I mentioned Summerall for sure. Anyone that would excite the fan base and make national media ears perk up. I don't know if there's one of those out there. I would love to know what Rhett Lashley's buyout is. I know he signed a new deal, but I would love to know what the buyout is, if it's cheap. That would be one. I know they just lost this weekend, but Brett Key would be another one. There's been some people talking about Lincoln Riley. I don't know. I think he's a poor man's version of Lane at this point. Less drama, but also his teams aren't as good. Highly doubt he wants to lose the Egg Bowl or throw the game. I doubt that too. Like the stream? Yeah, please. Yeah, I did read what Rippy wrote. It was outstanding, but that doesn't surprise me. If something got out this week, say on Tuesday, and Kiffin was leaving, how do you think that would affect the game and the program this week? I think the players would revolt. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if there was we're not playing it down until he's not our coach anymore, if that were to happen. Sorry, there's just so many messages. I'm going to scroll a little bit. What are the vibes in States Camp going into this week? Very poor. Very, very, very poor. Lot of discourse about Blake Shapen. If Mississippi State goes 3-and-out on their opening possession, their quarterback's going to get booed. First possession, 3-and-out, he's going to get booed. That's what the vibes are right now. Yeah, I did see that. Dan Lanning sounded great when he talked about staying. And then did you hear Reese Davis take a shot at Lane saying some people are too afraid to say they're committed somewhere? I did. Yeah, I don't think this is on Keith Carter. I think their hands are tied a little bit. I didn't love the statement. But there's a lot of what can he do? Well, just fire him. Well, you can't do that. You guys going to write the check for $40 million or whatever it is? No. Well, suspend him. I mean, you could, but then you would lose all the goodwill that you've built up, I think. You are winning the PR battle in all of this. And, of course, the loser is. The team. Borky, you need to control your own messaging. It's simple. Talk like the outcome you want. If you think your reporting is helping Ole Miss, then keep going. I already unsubscribed. Well, Alan, my job is not to help Ole Miss. That's not my job. That is not what this is for. You can go. There are other places you can go where you will find somebody that thinks that their job is to help Ole Miss. That's not my job. My job is to talk to you about things going on and give my opinion about them. I do not work for Ole Miss. They do not pay my bills. No, my reporting, which is really just my opinion on things, probably isn't helping Lane Kiffin anyway. But Alan, if you just disagree with this, that's fine. I think that I am very much defending the team and the institution and you, the fans. Coaches come and go. Players come and go, but coaches come and go. And the institution is going to remain, and you guys are going to remain. So you are more important to me than protecting the feelings of the football coach. If you unsubscribe, that's fine. Your prerogative. There's somewhere else that you can go, I'm sure, to get what you're looking for. But again, my job here is not to help Ole Miss at all. Do you buy the idea that Lane is bitter about the ultimatum and sticking it to Keith and Ole Miss? I do buy that any pushback that he ever gets shocks him. I do buy that. And I agree with you. I'm afraid that Oregon could jump Ole Miss because of all this. Trinidad and Lacey and the team are who elevated his stock to this point, and it's a sorry excuse for a man to treat them this way. I agree. I agree. Chad, I really appreciate the super chat, man, just because. Sorry for your loss. Thank you, Chad. Really, really appreciate you, buddy. Thank all of you for lifting them up for us. And yeah, thank you, guys. Reporters are saying even if the Rebs win the Egg Bowl that they are not going to host a playoff game without Kiffin. I think that is complete BS. I saw an excerpt from a CBS article written by somebody that doesn't know anything that moved his projections to Ole Miss dropping to the 9 seed. And he said he anticipates Kiffin leaving and also the coordinators going with him. It's like that's when you just regret the click and move on. That makes no sense at all. I think that was a narrative planted from the Kiffin camp, by the way. You want to, that Chris Lowe article? I think the inspiration for that came from one place. YouTube and Twitter did not cause most of this. It did not. Lane did. Wonder how the players are getting through all this distraction. They've just got to come together. That's what they have to do. There's a real chance that if Ole Miss, Texas, and Auburn win, that Ole Miss goes to Atlanta. Imagine how that would complicate things. Luckily, I don't think that's going to happen, but all this Kiffin stuff sure has made me appreciate Chris Beard even more than you already did. He's the best coach on campus. And, you know, I made that comparison on the radio show. You have two coaches. And I know basketball and football is different, but Chris Beard was hotly pursued by Texas A&M last year. Hotly pursued. They wanted him badly. Ole Miss was able to fight them off. But the process that Chris Beard went through during that search, did he ever take a shot at you guys? Did he ever complain anything involving you guys? Did he ever try? What did he do? How did he handle getting courted by another SEC school and compare that to how Lane Kiffin has handled getting courted by another SEC school? Look at those two processes. Look at how they treated you. Look at how they talked to you. Look at how they handled it and how quickly they handled it and how decisive they were. Both of them hotly pursued, winning at a high level, all that stuff. And then look at how both of them handled being pursued by another SEC school. You have an example of how the right way that this can be done already played out in front of you. I do think that it wasn't the cleanest relationship between Thomas and Kiffin, but that can be mended quickly. Can Ole Miss sustain that $25 million NIL money yearly like LSU could? Well, they have to this point. Yeah, lots of trolls in the comments. It is what it is. And a lot of repetitiveness. Forgive me for skipping over a lot, guys. I'm just going to kind of scroll past the trolls here. What are your thoughts on Mike Bobo? He's coached a hell of a season. A lot of hate. And he has responded well. Thoughts on Kenny Dillingham as a candidate? I think that they would at least reach out. I would be intrigued by it. He doesn't have the resources there that he does here. But does he have the temperament? I don't know. What was Lane thinking would happen? It's like he thought it was a joke. So tone deaf, it's worth a case study. There's a word for that. Feinbaum thinks Lane is trolling all of us. Well, he is trolling everybody. But I don't think it's I was never leaving and I was trolling everybody and holding it over the fan base's head and taking shots at them and making the players hate me and not showing up to things that I usually show up to during a week of practice and meetings and stuff, things like that. So nobody's acting shocked by it. It's just that they're responding to how it is, in my opinion. LSU would allow Kiffin to coach through the playoffs. Well, I mean, who cares? That's not... I do not care. Drinkwitz is a good coach. Think Ole Miss is a slight step above them as a program. But he's in the kind of situation, too. It's like, why would he... You know, he's got a great situation. What would you leave it for? At least he doesn't have a playoff team right in front of him. So it makes it a little bit different, but... Rushman, he would be nice, but frankly, he wouldn't be worth whatever it would cost to get him. Not impressed by Jed Fish. I mean, that would be terrible to me. I really would hate that if that's the route they went. But and then there's also this idea. I mean, never mind. I gotta go. I went longer than I was hoping I would. This is just, it's a shame that it's gotten to this point. But there is a football game to be played. Ole Miss has history on the cusp. Hey, we'll be live tomorrow instead of Tuesday. Radio show will be in Oxford on Tuesday. I won't get back in time. I will not get back in time to go live. And besides press conference tomorrow, I want to react to it live with you guys. So tomorrow night at 9 o'clock is when we'll go live. So I'll see you tomorrow. And we'll talk about whatever happens tomorrow night. I'll see you guys then.
Robbie Stewart with East Macomb Body Shop, reminding you that it's your choice who repairs your vehicle, not your insurance company. Whether it's East Macomb Body Shop or someone else, choose wisely. Call East Macomb Body Shop at 601-684-4651, 501 Pearl River Avenue, Macomb.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.